Good morning, everybody. Praise the Lord. What a nice snow day we're having, huh? I tell you what, I think I speak for all of us when I say, bring it on. What a blessing. It's like we skipped Thanksgiving, moved right on over to Christmas time. What a blessing. I'm thinking about the end times this morning, because that is what our blessed Lord is talking about in our gospel, and is also what we hear about in our first reading in very vivid detail. And so I've been thinking a little bit about that. It's a happy thing to be a Catholic, because the Catechism of the Church teaches exactly what Jesus teaches in our gospel, which is that we don't know when it's going to be. And we ought not waste time trying to figure it out. Our job is only to stay always in a happy state of grace. So that should Jesus come back tomorrow, or in 10 minutes, or in 100 years, or a couple thousand years after we take our last breath, we're in a state of grace, we're in a position where we are well able to welcome our Lord, and we're excited and just ecstatic. Because, and the thing of it is, like, sometimes people get very wrapped up in, like, what is the end times? And sometimes people will say, did you see the news last night? That's a sign that we're tomorrow, the end of the world's, at the end of the week here. Or I saw in my toast this morning, the date of the last day. Or some people will say, the Blessed Mother came to me in a dream last night. She told me the last day of the world is going to be April 22nd, 2028. All right, great. Whatever. The thing of it is like, if we're in a state of grace, we don't, and to live a life where we don't have mortal sin, where we're always in a state of grace, and a lot of people don't realize what mortal sin is. It's any of the Ten Commandments that we break knowingly, including missing Mass on Sunday, including not praying every day, including also, like, deliberately deceiving somebody. Those are all mortal sins. We better go to confession. Confession, thanks be to God that He has a solution to our stuff and our baggage. It's awesome, you know, that we have that. But to live always in a state of grace, always in the divine will, always living a life in Jesus, then it doesn't matter if He's coming back in 10 minutes or 2 days or 100 days or 100 years or 100,000 years. Because we're always ready. The gospel says that not even the angels in heaven know the day or the hour. We don't know when our Lord is coming home, coming back, or taking us home, I suppose. We don't know when our last breath will be. But if we're in a state of grace, it doesn't make much difference, because we are always, always ready. Lots of us live very lives of great distraction, and we get distracted by many different things. Listen to this here. Many of us are doing this Mary's Mantle consecration. This was the reflection a few days ago. For now, there is only one thing that is needed: to love God with all that we have, and to love others as ourselves. If our day is spent in turmoil over tomorrow, our Father's will has vanished in the clouds of worry. Did our eyes rise to see the man sitting on the train? He was desperate for a kind hello. Did our ears hear the Spirit prompting us to speak to our co-worker? She needed fraternal correction. Did we notice the girl sitting on the sidewalk? She was hungry for God's word, because no one had ever fed her. Or were we so lost in our anxious thoughts that we neglected God? And I think sometimes we live in that place of constant distraction, and we're like, we forget to live in the presence of Jesus in a state of grace. We forget all that because we're so distracted by a billion other things. And I learned this principle in the Kelley School of Business when I was there, and it was a management class. And the phrase is, do less and obsess. Like, do less stuff, but then obsess over what you do do. And the guy that came up with that was a guy named Morton Hansen. And he said the most successful business people aren't doing a quadrillion things. They're doing a few things, but they're pouring them whole, their whole selves into those few things. And that's why they're so successful. And what if we applied that do less, obsess, then obsess principle to our own lives? What if we obsessed over Jesus and over eternal life in Him? What if that was our whole thing? And like, and yeah, we have other hobbies. That's great. But maybe we don't need 12 of them, because that could distract us. Maybe we need not spend 3 hours a day on Snapchat or Instagram or Facebook. Maybe we don't need to check our email 57 times a day. I'm in there. Maybe we don't need to have our kids doing 6 different sports all at the same time. Maybe it means that we should take a step back from all of this frantic activity and focus on Jesus and eternal life in Him. Living a life always in the presence of Jesus, always, always, always in a state of grace. And not only does that mean we're ready if Jesus comes back tomorrow or if we take our last breath tomorrow, it also means that we live a happier, healthier, holier life because we're in Jesus, we're in a state of grace. Man, that's everything. That's everything. Nothing else like makes any big difference. But if we truly are living in a state of grace in the presence of Jesus and we're not distracted by all this stuff, oh my God. And I mean, oh my God, I'm not saying His name in vain. I mean, that's what it's about, folks. And we have to help our children to realize that that is what counts, not making the number one baseball player in middle school. Who cares if it means missing Sunday Mass? No, 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 no. Like, we've got to have Jesus as our priority, as our number one priority, living in a state of grace in the presence of Jesus so that we are always, always ready and our children are always, always ready. Because, man, that's it. And sometimes, if you're like me, when I was a kid, I thought I was too cool for God at a certain point. I got to that place, I said, I'm quitting serving. I'm too cool. We're never too cool for the God of the universe. The God of the universe is everything. And He has got to be our number one priority. And we have to live that way, because then we are always ready. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.